Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Lid licker. The way she licks the lid of the yogurt represents her love of life. Not only does she lick the underside of the yogurt lid, the side often thinly layered with the white wet, she also licks the dry plastic business side. She revels in this as much, if not more, than when her tongue washes in the dripping cow wax. She shuts her eyes tighter, really fist clenches her eyelids closed. Her tongue grows flaccid and shiny like a massive pink melted dripping diamond covered in expensive olive oil. She licks the name, delighted by the fact that the yogurt has been given a name. She licks the letters that man came up with to label things such as yogurts. Each dot of an I, a clitoris. She licks the logo and romanticises about the designers with their pens and pencils, the studios they work in, and how they probably have really good Christmas parties. She drags her slippery, limp bottom lip over photographs of fruit. There is no taste. But that's because there is very little taste when licking an unbroken fruit with your bottom lip. Have you ever tried to taste something with your lips? She licks the use-by date and thinks about the calendars in the yogurt factory and the factory workers and the cars of the factory workers and the seats in the cars of the factory workers and the radios and the people working for the radio stations and the carpets of the radio stations and the thick glass windows in the studios and the views from the windows of the radio stations. The LEDs, the grass, the trees, the concrete, the buildings. She licks at life from the lid of the yogurt and digests it in the stomach of her imagination.